For Arizona Public Media, I'm Zach Ziegler. Kirk Tallis is in the middle of one of his busiest weeks of the year. He works for the 4th Avenue Merchants Association, and one of his duties is running the long-standing biannual street fair. The fair will draw hundreds of thousands of people, and its vendors and 4th Avenue merchants will do millions in sales in the next 3 days. Tallis is preparing on the avenue with a spray paint can.
Well, what we're going to be doing today is we're painting food courts. So at Street Fair, we have 4 different food courts, 2 of which are really big.
Starting tomorrow, this section of 5th Street won't have cars traveling along it. Instead, food vendors will sell barbecue, roasted corn, funnel cake, and many other goodies. And they'll more than likely be busy because right next to them, along 4th Avenue, will be 400 artisans from across the country. Each vendor rents square footage for the weekend along the avenue.
So first thing we'll do is we'll do our first mark.
Tallis is marking each plot so each business gets exactly what it paid for. Precision is important.
If you're off by inches, it can throw you off because we don't want to end up in the intersections. I mean, it's a certain distance. So we had found that when we change those numbers in any way, shape, or form, add a booth, take a booth away, it changes the dynamics of everything.
The Merchants Association has been perfecting this formula for nearly 45 years now. The street fair is a major economic boom for the area. Estimates are almost 300,000 people will walk 4th Avenue between tomorrow and Sunday. That many potential customers means big business for those with spots at the street fair. And as Tallis says, it can be some people's livelihood.
Yeah, one time I didn't place the nut guy. He's not a nut. He sells nuts, and he sells roasted almonds. That's all he sells, roasted almonds. Didn't place him in a show. He's in my office freaking out, and he says, you know, you don't understand, Kurt. I do 15 grand a show. The nut guy. And I have a jeweler that does 40,000 a show. I have painters that'll do tens of thousands a show.
Thousands of dollars each for 450 vendors is a big economic impact for one weekend. Artist Mary Beyer is traveling from Phoenix to take part in the street fair. She says fairs like this are a huge part of her business.
Probably about half of my income is from doing art shows.
The other half is from repeat customers, and it's at events like this that she routinely establishes those relationships.
Yeah, I get 5,000 people walking through my booth that wouldn't be walking through my booth if I was in my studio working.
And it's not just the temporary booths on the avenue that do big business. Craig Wilson owns Creative Ventures Craft Mall, a retail shop on 4th Avenue for 20 years. The street fair brings in big business for him, too.
It probably counts for about 5% of the year, those 3 days. So it's a huge impact, and it's not only a really good selling tool, it's a good advertising tool.
And that may be on the low end. Wilson says that in the early years of his shop, the winter street fair made up a higher percentage of his business, and some shop owners will do as much as 20% of their annual sales this weekend. That leads retailers like Wilson to start thinking about the street fair well in advance.
Well, it's a huge amount. We start kind of planning, 2 months out, inventory-wise, what we're going to be bringing in.
The shop owners are not too concerned with street fair acting as competition either. One reason is there's a lot of business to go around. If 300,000 people show up, they don't have to spend much money for millions of dollars to change hands. Another is the 4th Avenue Merchants Association does what it can to ensure there's not too much overlap competition. Kurt Tallis gives us a prime example of that, the outdoor beer gardens.
So what we do is beer at the street fair is Golden Eagle is our sponsor, and they, Bud Light, and we keep it at that. The reason we sell Bud and Bud Light on the street is don't want to compete against my merchants in the restaurants and the bars.
And event planners do what they can to ensure that shop owners are not inconvenienced by a lack of access to their usual amenities. Tallis tells us about those special considerations as he paints the lines for the booths that will be next to Magpie's Pizza, making sure that a driveway behind the restaurant is still accessible.
They still have to operate their business. So we have street fair, they'll be selling tons of pizza, but they also have deliveries. So the guys still got to get in and out with their cars. We make accommodations for that because they're a small business and they don't want to lose any part of their business. You, because everything they make here at Street Fair for the winter fair is, you know, really is their Christmas.
Tallis stresses that notion repeatedly. All vendors and shop owners depend on the street fair for their livelihood.
Each one represents a business. Each one represents a household. Each one represents rent, mortgage.
And many of those people live in the area. The shop owners are accompanied by a large contingent of artisans who make Southern Arizona their home.
A full third of our artists are local, and we don't give a preference to locals, but it works out that way.
That means much of the money spent at the 4th Avenue Street Fair this weekend will stay in the area. I'm Zach Ziegler, Arizona Public Media.